Proverbs chapter 21. In some countries, Mother's Day is celebrated at this time of the year. And for that reason, we have read again this chapter, an acrostic with 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet, which describes the ideal woman. Someone will say there is no such woman in real life. Yes, I agree, it is true that I do not know a woman who meets all these characteristics, but I see something of this woman in all mothers. My objective is not to discover what of these virtues my mother lacked, but I acknowledge what virtues I did find in her. Because I believe the purpose of this chapter that begins with the wise words of a mother to her son is not to make a checklist of virtues, but to encourage us publicly recognize our admiration for those who brought us into the world and allowed us to know something, or much, of God's love. Her children say good things about her. Her husband brags about her and adds, "Give her the reward she deserves. Praise her in public for what she has done." Verse 28. Through their strength she influenced us, but not overpowered. Did not overwhelm us, but taught us to preserve. Did not enslave us, but taught us to prevail. A child hears many voices in his or her life, but none of them are as sweet as his mother's voice. With it, he announces his son's name like no other person can. Her heart is the child's classroom. He learns from her more than from 100 teachers. Her word gives a son unparalleled comfort. "I will comfort you as a mother comforts her child." Isaiah 66:13. Her teachings and example influenced our decisions, inspired us to trust God, and shaped our character. If your mother is alive, visit her, write her a note, and tell her how much you love her. If she is no longer in this world, you may still write her a letter. Forgive her if she was not a perfect mother, and ask for forgiveness for not having been a perfect daughter or son.